Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with a living Savior. Let's come to our mighty, wonderful Heavenly Father. Father, we praise you and thank you and worship you, Lord, for the beautiful, wonderful things that you do for us and for the mighty word of the living God. Lord, I thank you for this word. I thank you that you are our Lord, our God, our healer, our deliverer, our provider, our strength, our prosperity. You are our everything. Lord, we praise you for this day. Now, Lord, as the word goes out today, help us to learn how to walk free of these strongholds. Help us to learn how to walk in love. Lord, we need to know how to walk in love. So we need to become like you. And we worship you and praise you and thank you for this beautiful, magnificent, glorious day. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we're still talking about these strongholds that the devil gets into our minds. And I'm telling you, this stronghold of cold love that we've been talking about the last couple of days, you know, you must be ever conscious that Christ's goal is to save and not judge, because when we get into this cold love, if we're not careful, we get into judgment. We begin to judge everybody. We are called to navigate the narrow and the well-hidden path into the true nature of men's needs. If we would truly help men, we must remember we are following our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now then, to walk like Jesus did is a pretty good requirement. This foundation must be laid correctly. For if you will discern, you cannot react. Now, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to tell you in the next few minutes here is very, very difficult to do. I have not done a very good job of this myself, but in some cases, it's easier for me than it is for others. But some people, it just know how to push your buttons. But this is what we're trying to do, is learn how to not let our buttons be pushed. Now then, to perceive, you must make yourself blind to what seems apparent. People may react to you, but you cannot react to them. Now, I'm going to tell you, folks, that is difficult to do. To not react when people do everything they can to push your button. The devil is standing there doing everything he can to cause you to react. But you must always remain forgiving in nature. For the demons you would cast out will speak to you in the voice of the man masquerading as the man himself. For this very reason, Jesus said, whoever shall speak a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. Now, that's in Mark 3. Jesus was prepared in his heart to forgive men before they ever sinned against him. He knew what his mission was and that it was to die for men and not condemn men. We're not only called to be like Christ in our life, but into his mission as well. Now, over in John 17, Jesus said, as thou didst send me, Father, into the world, I also send them. We are called to go and die that others may live. Therefore, we must realize that before our perception develops, our love must develop until our normal attitude is one of forgiveness, just like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, if God will show us the hearts of men and use us to release them from captivity, we cannot react to what they say. As our perception becomes more like Christ himself and men's hearts are revealed to us, we cannot even react to what they think. Now, I'm going to tell you, this takes some work. To get to the point where you cannot react when people say things, but when you get to where you can even read their thoughts, when you can begin to perceive the things they're thinking, when you get to where you just know what they're thinking in their heart about you just because of the way they look at you, and you can get to where you do not react, you have absolutely begun to obtain that magnificent, warm love that Christ is in you. Now then, if you do not move in divine forgiveness, we will walk in much deception. We will presume we have discernment when, in truth, we are seeing through the veil of a critical spirit. Very easy to get that critical spirit. We must know our weaknesses, for if we are blind to our sins, what we assume we discern in men will merely be the reflection of yourself. Indeed, if we do not move in love, we will actually become a hindrance to the body of Christ. Now, this is exactly what Jesus taught when he said, "Do not judge, lest ye be judged. For in the way you judge, you will be judged. And by your standard of measure, it shall be measured to you. And why do you look at this speck in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye, and behold, the log is in your own eye'? You hypocrite," Jesus says, "first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly enough to take the speck out of your brother's eye." Now that's in Matthew chapter 7. Repentance is the removal of the logs which are within our vision. It is the true beginning of absolutely seeing clearly. Now there are many who suppose they are receiving the Lord's discernment concerning one thing or another. Perhaps in some things they are. Only God knows. But many are simply judging others and calling it discernment. Jesus commanded us to judge not. The same eternal hand that wrote the law on stone in the old covenant is writing the law of the kingdom on tables of flesh today. This word, to judge not, is just an immutable final as his 10 commandments. It is still God speaking. God plans for you to obey his word. Now then, the judgmental, carnal person always sees the image of himself in others. Without realizing it is seeing himself, it assumes it is perceiving others. Jesus refers to the person who judges as a hypocrite. He said, the Lord is not saying we should totally stop thinking about people. He wants us to be able to help one another. The emphasis in Jesus' command to judge not is summarized in his concluding remark. He says, first, take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. The way we help is not by judging, but by seeing clearly. And we do not see clearly until we have been thoroughly deep and through repentance, and until the instincts to judge after the flesh is uprooted. We have seen that Jesus parallels speaking to people about their sins with taking specks out of their eyes. The eye is the most tender, most sensitive part of the human body. How do you take a speck out of someone's eye? Very carefully. You must win their trust. This means consistently demonstrating an attitude that does not judge, that will not instinctively condemn. To help people, we must see clearly. We must be able to see where a person's vision is obstructed, develop trust between us, and remove their speck without judging or condemning them. And I'm going to tell you folks, that is very difficult to do. But if you will seek with all your heart to have a heart that does not condemn, And that's so difficult to do. If you truly crucify your instincts to judge, and again, I'm going to tell you, that's very difficult to do. But if you will truly crucify your instincts to judge, you will have laid a true foundation for the gift of discernment. For you will have prepared your heart to receive the dreams, visions, and insights from God. You will be unstrained by human bias and corruption. Now then, if you can meet that, if you can meet that criteria to walk in obedience to God's word and to overcome all of those things so that people don't push your buttons, and I'm telling you, it's difficult, but if you will work on it, God will use you mightily in the area of discernment. He will begin to open men's hearts to your mind and to your heart. He will let you see things that are happening. He will show you dreams and visions and great and mighty things about the kingdom so that you will be able to discern the different kinds of spirits and the different kinds of problems that we have in people. And then you will be able to make the right kind of decision as how to help those people. But you must walk in love. Walking in love, the enemy will make it as nearly impossible. He will do everything he can to keep you from getting rid of that cold love. The enemy does not want you to walk in that warm, hot love, because as you do, those strongholds will go away that Satan has in you, and you will get to where you can discern all kinds of things about people. God will even speak to your heart, and he will tell you what is wrong with people and what it takes to get them set free. And when you reach that point, it is a wonderful thing. It has a tremendous cost to get there, but it is worth paying the price for. Praise the Lord Jesus. I would invite you to give me a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And I'll be happy to send you CDs or teaching tapes, videotapes on these teachings. We would also, you could get to us on the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can see listings of several of the audio and video tapes we have. Also, we'd like to invite you to our church, the Living Savior Church, every Sunday afternoon. We have church from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Sunday afternoon. It's at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. Come expecting the Lord to do a miracle.